States economy.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a health care program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. We've been talking a lot about what's been going on around the state of Nevada after Governor Sisolak loosened the strings a little bit to the Sisolak shutdown. Many of us had our first dine-in meal. I had my first dine-in meal Saturday afternoon. Jason's Deli. It was just absolutely magnificent being able to sit there and somebody actually brought our food to the table. I was like, God, this is good. Simple pleasures. Joining us now, and it's always good to have him on. Again, he lives in one of the best places in America, Indian Wells. Yeah, in the Coachella Valley. Jim Yoder joining us. Jim, first of all, how you doing? How are you coping? And by the way, just to give some people perspective, the governor's talking about keeping the lockdown on L.A. County for another 3 months. What is the situation in the Coachella Valley? What can you do? What can't you do? Can you go out and have a meal?
Kevin, we can't go out and have a meal yet, but we can go out. The people who are calling the shots here in the state, it's not the governor. It's the health directors for the counties and the mayors. And these health directors, I look around, they're generally a bunch of millennials, and they don't have a real perspective on the real world, and they're making these dire predictions and really locking people down. They just did in the Coachella Valley release us from having to wear a mask in public. In fact, yesterday, it was interesting, I was at Trader Joe's, standing in line, of course, and they have a big sign. I'm talking about probably 4-foot-long sign where they can't mandate that you wear a mask anymore, but they make it appear that it is a mandate. I mean, they say, we strongly recommend you wear these masks inside and all that, but they stop just short of saying you have to because they can't require it. But people are not wearing masks. I play golf, you know, 3-4 days a week. I've got a pretty good situation here, so I can't complain, but I'd certainly like to be able to go out to a restaurant and have commerce going because a lot of these people that I know here in town have beautiful businesses that have been here for 30, 45 years, and they're going to go out of business. They're not going to come back. In fact, there's one place here called the Red Barn. It's right on 111, a major thoroughfare through the city, and they have a huge white roof. And on both sides of the roof, they have painted very disparaging messages to the governor and on the other side of the roof, politicians in general. And I can't say what it is because you do your 6-second delay on me. But It's people are getting fed up. And when the L.A. thing came down yesterday from that county commissioner, people were really upset, especially people in San Francisco, because in San Francisco, they like to consider themselves the most progressive part of the state, and they're not going to let L.A. out-progressive them. So now we know that San Francisco is probably going to be shut down for most of the summer.
Wow.
And then, you know, our court systems are shut down. Nothing's happening. And, I mean, these politicians just don't care. I mean, obviously, they've never had a real job in their life because they don't understand what this is, the devastation this is doing to the community, the families. Kids aren't going to school. I mean, what are kids going to do now, graduate from high school when they're 21? It's just the boomerang effect. It just keeps going on and on. And I don't think they understand what this is going to do to our country for the next generation.
Well, and in fact, the possibility that schools will be closed in the fall, I mean, we're looking at a lost year of education for our children at a pretty important part of their lives. I mean, that's going to cause. I mean, imagine the ripple effect that will have in years to come.
Oh yeah. Well, the only good thing about them is one every day that they're not in a public school, that's one less day that they're getting brainwashed and indoctrinated.
There you go.
That's the silver lining here, but because it's all, you know, it's run by the unions and the Democrats. But anyway, be that as it may, it's the whole thing is. I mean, well, I've got two grandkids in Chicago who are ready to go to school, starting kindergarten this fall. What are they going to do now? Both of their parents work, and fortunately, they can stay at home and do their jobs. But still, it's quite a burden for these families, and I don't think the politicians care. I think they want to break the backs of the small businesses and the middle class and have them dependent on the government. And this is just falling right into their hands. I watched Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on TV. They don't have a problem with what's going on. This is just exactly what they want.
Jim Yoder joining us from Indian Wells, from the Coachella Valley, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. You folks in the People's Republic of California, you had an election, a special election, and Republicans flipped a seat.
You know, it's almost like people in California have a problem with our beaches being closed, our restaurants being closed, businesses being shut down, education being shut down, skateboard parks being filled in with sand so the kids can't ride their skateboards. This seat was last Republican in 1998, 22 years ago, and Hillary Clinton won it by 7 points in 2016, and we flipped it last night, 56-44, Mike Garcia. And I think that's a harbinger of things to come, and I noticed Wisconsin last night had a special election, and that was Republican held as well. But I do have to caution, we are in California. 2 weeks from now, somebody might pull up to a voting ballot place and open their trunk and have just enough votes to outdo Mike Garcia last night, because that happened 7 times in California in 2018.
And what was that margin again?
56-44.
I think that's beyond having a recount. I think.
I hope. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, that district, where is California 25?
California's northern part of the state.
Okay. Is there a distinct advantage for Democrats in registration?
Oh, yeah. There's a other than Orange County. There's a pretty distinct advantage for Democrats in registration. This was a pretty significant win because some people had to cross over to have that kind of a margin of victory.
That is incredible. And just so we know, that was not a primary election. That was a special election. Now, will there be another primary prior? I mean, is this a seat that's going to be up in November?
No, this was Katie Hill's seat.
And she got into a bunch of trouble.
Well, yeah, she went out and advertised all throughout the internet about her debauchery and her, let's say, alternative style of living. And then some people decided to make her pay the price for that. So this is just a continuation of her seat that she won in 2018.
What does this tell you then? It tells you that people are willing to cross over. Democrats, independents are willing to vote Republican?
Well, in a state where you have to really look for something to be positive about politically, it gives me some hope that maybe people are starting to wake up in this state that, you know, you see all the homelessness, everything that's going on, the illegal aliens coming in and creating all this these problems for us. Maybe people even on the other side of the aisle are starting to wake up to think that maybe these liberal policies aren't as good as what they had hoped. You know, the ideology and the reality are two different things. So I'm hoping that people are starting to wake up. We'll find out, I guess, this November, but it's trending in the right direction. I talk to people. They seem to be pretty fed up. I mean, all these people, these beachgoers that tend to be liberals, they're the ones who are really demonstrating and fighting and arguing on the weekends about this and sending the nasty messages to the governor. So maybe they are waking up, and let's hope they are.
Jim Yoder, he went undercover last week, trying to find out more about what's going on behind the scenes of our hospitals that are coping with coronavirus. And what did you find last week?
I had to had an occasion to go over to a local hospital here last Thursday evening, and I couldn't get in the door. I had an acquaintance who was a patient there in the emergency room, and I couldn't get in the door even to give insurance information or anything. So I was standing outside, and a couple hospital workers were there, and I noticed that there were like 25, 30 empty chairs under a canopy just out in the parking lot. So I asked them, I said, what's this all about? They said, oh, that's for our COVID patients. So sarcastically, I said, oh, it looks like you're pretty busy, because not one chair was filled. And they said, oh, yeah, we're really busy. But what really got me was when the patient got out of the hospital, they told me that behind the scenes, nobody was wearing a mask. It's only at the front. You can't, you know, everybody at the front desk is wearing a mask and having the gloves and all that. But once you get behind the front doors there, nobody's wearing a mask. It's just business as usual.
So what?
And the hospital was virtually empty.
So what is going to happen? I mean, we've got all of this, you know, governors and state health directors. They're dictating when states open, don't open, that kind of thing. People are fed up. I mean, people have been taken to the streets here in Nevada. Have you had many protests, whether it be in Sacramento or elsewhere across the state, you know, saying, hey, we've had enough of this thing, this lockdown thing, this quarantine thing, this martial law thing?
All over Orange County, they're going nuts. Here, you know, again, I'm kind of in a either retirement or a resort community. So this is the time of year when nobody's here anyway. It's pretty empty and people are just going about their business, and nothing happens where I particularly live. But over in Orange County, people are going getting pretty crazy about it. And that, like I told you about the sign on this restaurant down the street here, I thought that was very interesting because that just happened overnight. Literally, it wasn't there yesterday and it is there today. So I think people are starting to get fed up. I think it's 100% political. I don't think it has anything to do with our health. I don't think this is a pandemic. I think it's just another case of a strain of the flu. And it's a Democrat-controlled issue that they are just seizing on so they can get their ideologies fulfilled and get rid of Donald Trump in November. I think that's 100% about that.
What about the role of millennials? Because they seem to be buying into this thing.
They're buying into it. It just shows you that our Democrat-run, union-controlled schools have done a great job of indoctrination and brainwashing of these kids, and these kids don't know how to think. They're told what to think and not how to think, and they can't put two and two together. And they just don't have a clue about the real world. They just have a very obtuse view, and this is what they're told the world is, and they don't think enough to ask the right questions, and they're totally buying into it. You go into a bank here, and if you don't stand 6 feet away, they're going to chastise you, and they're all 22-year-old people on minimum wage, and they love the power. I think the healthcare workers love this. They love the adulation they're getting. I mean, we're having flyovers, and they get special treatment at Costco. And I mean, this is their moment to shine, and they're taking full advantage of it.
Again, Jim Yoder joining us. More with Jim Yoder. We'll talk about the political landscape and what this looks like. We are in the midst of an election right now here in Nevada. We've got primary elections around the country and a presidential election in November. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Final segment with Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Jim, give me the lowdown on what is going to be happening in your neck of the woods there in the Coachella Valley. I know we've got primary elections coming up on June 9th. The ballots are mail-in, and they're already delivered to people's homes. So there, people are voting even as we speak. What about there in the Coachella Valley? You got primary elections, anything coming up before the general?
We don't have anything coming up until November. We're just sitting by waiting to see what's going to happen with this mail-in ballot situation that Gavin Newsom just sanctioned and called for. I'm hoping that the U.S. Supreme Court will overrule this, because once we get mail-in balloting, it's all over, because it just is, you know, we're going to have half the dead people voting. And it's you'll never see a Republican ever in high office again.
Wow. In fact, here, my guess is there's going to be a special session, and at least one of the subjects of the special session with the governor, Sisolak, is going to be essentially codifying this experiment that we're doing now with the mail-in ballot. I can't get anybody to tell me if it's going to favor the Democrats or the Republicans yet. We might have to just do an election and see, even a primary election, and see if there's an advantage to either party. You have a feel for whether it's going to be Democrats or Republicans that will benefit?
I don't think there's any question about it. I think it's going to be the Democrats that are going to benefit. But in this state, you know, we only have one state legislative seat that is not Democrat. So how much more solid can they be? But no, this is going to favor the Democrats all the way. You know, I have a saying, I voted Republican all my life because once I'm dead, I'll vote Democrat the rest of the way.
Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible. But it's probably true. Final question, most important question. We know that they've opened up the golf courses there in the Coachella Valley, but have they opened up the 19th hole?
The 19th holes are not open. You have to come home and make your own drinks when you get home. But, you know, I do have a cooler in my golf cart, so I can carry around what I need to get through the course okay. So we're not suffering too bad. It's okay.
Hey, Jim, have a great weekend, and we will talk again very, very soon. Thanks so much, man. Always good.
Thank you, Kevin. Good talking to you. See you soon.
That's Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. You know, in these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. And that's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about, I don't know, 10 minutes, something like that, with my Castle Insurance Group agent. And the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And in these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI, all the ones you see on TV. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group, no matter where you live, all across the state of Nevada. Stick around. We're going to get to your phone calls coming up. The Dems are talking about a possibility of a $2,000 check, not $1,200, $2,000. Are the Democrats trying to buy the upcoming presidential election with a $2,000 check? Is that what they're really doing? We'll talk about that and more. Our phone line's open, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Try to give you consolation.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks tumbling in afternoon trading with investors worried about the reopening of the economy, along with downbeat remarks from the Fed chair. Jerome Powell says that the U.S. economic outlook was both highly uncertain and subject to significant downside risks, and that the threat of a prolonged recession remains. Among the laggards today, financials and energy companies. And GE certainly not bringing good things to life on Wall Street today. Shares of the industrial conglomerate are falling nearly 6%, with GE stock hitting being the lowest level in more than 11 years. And it doesn't look like Wall Street will be handing out hefty bonuses this year. According to compensation consulting firm Johnson & Associates, bonuses could fall by as much as 25 to 30% due to the deep cuts to revenues recorded by banks and hedge funds as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm Chris Foster. There's a warning that hackers linked to the Chinese government may be trying to steal information about coronavirus vaccines, testing, and treatment.
Senator Gary Peters told the Senate Homeland Security Committee cyber thieves are going after U.S. research into vaccines, treatments, and testing.
The Chinese government launched a cyber attack against our hospitals and healthcare research facilities in an effort to steal information on the coronavirus vaccine.
The FBI is not commenting on any particular attack, but is warning research facilities to be on guard.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Around 20,000 teenagers have gotten driver's licenses in Georgia during the outbreak without having to take the road test. Now Fox's Evan Brown reports.
Governor Brian Kemp is clarifying that following a number of complaints, saying those teens must now take their test by September 30th, or else the license they did get will be invalidated.
America's listening to Fox News.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her badly? Don't you love her ways?
How many of you are getting hungry? How many of you are getting hungry and you're thinking about lunch? Well, my friend Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos, they want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past, 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available right now, 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. Now, to order, here's the number. In fact, if you want to order right now, pick it up in 15 or 20 minutes. It'll be great. 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. One more time, 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus, but one thing I know for sure, we're all going to get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way. So if you live or work around East Flamingo and Pecos and you're getting hungry for lunch, their lunch is just phenomenal. Try it out. If you haven't eaten, I know a lot of people have driven by there 1,000 times and they've never stopped in. Try it, 702-451-2323. Okay, let's get to your phone calls. This is the latest. And you heard Tim Ryan earlier, the author of the $2,000 payment, which comes on the heels of a $1,200 payment as espoused by the president and Republicans. So the Democrats are thinking big. They say, well, $1,200 just isn't enough. Let's do $2,000. Andrew Yang wants $1,000 a month forever. Are the Democrats trying to buy this election? Are they trying to buy you off? And by the way, is your vote for sale? Or as I always say, I am not for sale. You want leased with an option to buy? Yeah, we'll talk about it. But you tell me. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Ron. Ron's in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Ron. What's up, man?
I'll tell you this. You have some of the best music ever.
Hey, I love it. The best bump music in all of radio.
You're damn right. The only reason I actually like the idea of, the extra cash is it's going to get the economy going again. You know, that's the only reason why. I am not ever going to go Democrat. I'm always, I'm always Republican. I'm always Republican. It might be a good boost.
But how long, Ron, how long do we keep doing this?
Well, we don't. I mean, that's the thing. You know, the whole thing is hopefully we only do it for a month and then we're done. You know, and then everything gets rolling. You know, boom. You know, and we go.
Well, yeah. But the boom could be the next spike of the coronavirus. Everybody's telling us, trying to scare us into, we're going to get a second wave, so to speak. We've seen a spike just in a couple of days in Clark County.
Well, I'm going to disagree with all that. You know, only for the simple fact that I really don't. You know, I don't think this is going to be more than a flu. I've seen people who've gone through it. I've been through it myself. And it's not.
You've tested positive for Corona 19?
Yep.
Tell me what it was like. Did you get chest congestion?
Nope.
Head cold?
Nope. I got a slight headache. I got throat congestion. Other than that, really nothing much more than that.
And you tested positive?
Yeah, I tested.
You went and got tested? What was the test like? Was the test really as bad as they say?
No, the test was like easy. I mean, I don't know what you're asking about that, because what is a test supposed to be like?
Well, no, but they stick this swab all the way up to, they call it the brain tickler. But you must have had one that was just a regular swab.
Yeah, just regular swab. Yeah.
Okay. No,
nothing. Yeah, nothing extensive.
Okay. You know? And you tested. So how long were you out? Were you out of work? Were you out of?
No, I work for myself, so you know, okay. It doesn't really matter. But nothing.
Were you essentially asymptomatic?
Yes. Okay. My wife didn't even get it at all.
Did you isolate from her?
No.
Okay. No,
not even close.
At least you're honest.
No, not even close.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, my wife was hot. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, well, that explains it. That explains it. I absolutely love it.
But basically, we you know, it was a you know just lovely lovely attitude. You know, she understood that I was getting a little weary, and that was about it. And we went and checked, got herself checked, and she tested negative, which was funny, and I tested positive. So,
well, good for you then. Good for you, and you came out the other side, which is, by the way, what the vast, what is it, like 90% end up with what Ron said. Yeah. The vast majority, nothing happens to them. You know, the problem is that with all of this, I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday. We were out having lunch at Yard House. And one of the things that we were talking about is how if Ron tests positive, then his wife has to self-quarantine. And anybody that they've come in contact to, they have to take a 14-day hiatus. And by the way, if you have a job, who can do that? Unless you're, like Ron says, I'm self-employed, so I just kept working. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of your calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And by the way, I'm still looking for those that had the first meal over the last few days. Dine in. What was that like? My producer, Mark, has had three dine-in meals. This guy is incorrigible. Nothing will stop this guy. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. It is live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you sick of the Do Nothing Congress? I am. That's why I'm supporting retired United States Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient Sam Peters for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam's not a career politician. He's not part of the D.C. swamp, and he's a real conservative. He's a local Nevada business owner who's active in the community and a man who knows how to get things done. He knows what it means to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. And after more than 20 years in the Air Force, he also knows the bureaucracy that is our federal government. As Sam says, to fix the problem, you've got to understand the problem. And you can bet Sam understands the problems. Let's send Sam Peters to represent us in Washington. He'll get real results on building the wall, securing our borders, reforming Congress, and finally balancing the budget. Join me in supporting Sam Peters by going to SamPetersForCongress.com. That's Sam Peters, number 4, Congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all-mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, you may have missed it. Clark County now has seen a second straight triple-digit increase in the new cases of COVID-19. That brings us to what? How many in the county? 5,045. That's from the Southern Nevada Health District. 176 new cases of the disease reported by the health district. And it followed an increase of 107 on Tuesday. So, but the deal is, and it's what I predicted, it's what I promised you over a month ago when they set up this deal of saying, we need to see 14 straight days of decrease in the numbers, hospitalizations, positive tests, things like that. And I said at the time, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy for failure. Because what you have here is the more tests you do, the more positive cases you're going to come up with. You do less testing, you'll have less numbers. Now, in the early days of this thing, that was acceptable. Now people are going to say, oh, two straight days, triple-digit increases in positive cases. Oh, we're failing. We're not distancing the way we should. We're not washing our hands the way we should. And the fact is, we're just a product of the numbers. And by the way, people are starting to get out. I mean, I've noticed just the traffic patterns are different. Tell you what, Stu, let's go to your phone calls. Our lines are jammed, as you might expect. When you hear somebody hang up, that'll be your opportunity to ring in. Let's go to Tom in Las Vegas. Tom, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Morning, Kevin. Were you able to validate whether Mr. Schumer had teamed up with the Vietnam veterans, the head of the Vietnam veterans, claiming that veterans were be giving were being given this cloacal, whatever it is,
hydrochloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. As a matter of fact, I have not been able to confirm that. I haven't seen that anywhere.
Well, see, what I suspect is that he's going to try to turn veterans against Trump and against the whole system, the whole freedom thought.
Trust me, will not happen.
Well, I would like to find out to see if this scumbag, or excuse me, this senator that looks down on everybody over his glasses.
He's better known as Senate Minority Leader.
Yeah, or whatever.
I get it. I understand. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? In fact, tell you what, let's do. Where is Carl? Is Carl online? Oh, there you go. I got my screen back. I missed my screen there for a while. Sorry about that. Let's go to Robert in Boulder City. Robert, go right ahead. You're up. Go right ahead. You're on Live and Local now.
Yes, sir. A lot of people don't understand. In Mexico, they don't even pay attention to this stuff. They just had a concert with 70,000 people.
No.
If you really want the facts, go to the Southern Nevada Health District.org, and you'll see what they're posting over there. We had some people look into it. We asked them, out of the 200s, right now it says total cases, 5,045, total deaths, 275. Well, it turns out 185 of those people are in hospice care, and they were going to die anyway. It's all exaggerated, and we need to get back to work. This the big picture is that they're just trying to bleed as much aid money as possible, and we want them to post the statistics in the coroner. The coroner will not answer anybody's questions. We're asking the coroner to show the actual documents to the public of the cause of death. And so they're lying to us. The alliance just lacked. It's going to come out in the end. We need to get back to work.
There you go. There you go, Robert. Thank you, man. Yeah. No. Robert's right, though. But a lot of getting back to work is getting people off the dole, getting them off the $600 federal money. You know, they can get up to upwards of, what is the maximum, $407 in state payments. And by the way, they're waiving the job search requirement, and they've extended that. They've continued that, and they've extended it till further notice. But they get $407 from the state, $600 from the feds. Now the original money from the feds, I think, was supposed to run out in July. And we'll find out if that indeed is what we're talking about, or if they extend it. It might be that they extend it. Tell you what, let's go to clinical. Carl, been a while since I heard from you. Carl, you're up, man. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. Like I used to say when I was in practice, as a joke, when I call a patient, I say, "I hope my call finds you in good shape, both physically and mentally." So I don't mean anything. I don't mean anything bad to you that way. But
No.
Anyway, people are talking about like the flu. I've told you before, and I want people to understand that this is not the flu. This isn't as bad. It's not less than the flu. It's highly more virulent than the flu. People have to understand that. They say, oh, well, in a year, 60, 70, 80,000 people a year die from the flu. Well, 60, 70, 80,000 people died from the COVID-19 within 6 to 7 weeks. There's a slight difference in the virulence of it. And, I mean, when I go out, I go to the market or whatever, I wear a mask. I had a man come up to me yesterday and said, what are you wearing this stupid thing for? I said, well, so nobody has to visit me in the hospital like they're going to have to visit you. That's why.
Well, can I tell you, though, Carl, I view this as religion. You know, when people are on their deathbed and they have deathbed confessions and deathbed, conversions, and you say, well, hey, you've lived your entire life and you've rejected God and Christ and all of that stuff. And a lot of people say, well, I'm just hedging my bet. And maybe that's what this is. Let's go to Michael. Oh, by the way, before we go to Michael, the percentage, this is from our crack research staff, better known as Mark Hoke, the percentage of positive tests are now under 10% the last 2 days. And that's the first time since April 2nd that that's happened. The positive tests are under 10%. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Let's go to Michael. Michael, talk to me, man. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Hello, Michael.
Hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I just pushed the wrong button. Sorry.
Oh, well, you never know. This phone I just bought recently could be crapping out on me. Sorry. Anyway, I had the Denny's at Tahiti Village all to myself for about 2 hours there on Mother's Day, but it was nice, and I felt bad for the guy, so I gave him twice as much of a tip. And, you know, just sat there and made Mother's Day calls. And I've just heard this morning, if you're looking for a place to drink, Hennessy's on Fremont Street is serving beer to your table or something like that. And so is the Denny's downtown, the one in Neonopolis. They've been doing that for a couple days. But as far as regular bars, I guess they all got to stay shut. I don't know. Could they at least leave a sign on the door saying, hey, we'd like to open, but we can't. Call the governor and, you know, turn your sign off because you're just taunting us having your bar signs as if you were open. I'm talking about all of them, you know, from Atomic to Dino's and all the rest. And you'll also like this little anecdote. I went out to the airport on my exercise hike yesterday, take some pictures of the empty terminal. I had some Bazooka Joe bubblegum with me. I met the incoming passengers. Welcome to Las Vegas. Thank you for coming. We need the business. And here, have a piece of Bazooka Joe bubblegum. They thought it was funny. So what the heck?
Oh, my God.
That's a wacky idea I had.
I love that. I love that. I want to ask you a question because this is important stuff. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? I'm not talking about the pain that you get every 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks, whatever it is. I'm talking about the pain that follows you around, that you have every hour of every day, and you can't shake it. You need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered for the longest time, 6-8 months, something like that, from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my surgery. So whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You've got a mother or an aunt or a business associate that suffers from chronic pain, give them the phone number. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Here's the number, 702-546-8767. The number again, 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, make the call and make the pain go away. I'm so appreciative. In fact, ask Summer. Summer will answer the phone. You can ask her any question you want about PIPCOA, about the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Coming up tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root. What was his first meal like after the loosening of the handcuffs for all of us during the Sisolak shutdown? This will forever be known as the Sisolak shutdown. This will forever be on his record. And eventually he's got to run for re-election. Eventually. I wonder if anybody on the Republican side is gearing up. If they are, call me. Let me know. Somebody's got to run against Steve Sisolak. This has been horrible. Anyway, that's going to do it today. Make sure you get outside, you get some fresh air, you enjoy a dine-in meal, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.